Let's talk some granite as we bring aboard Betty Lopez. She is our kitchen and bath expert at home. Granite is such a popular material today, but is the word granite, are we being overgeneralized about what granite really is?
Yes, granite has evolved along over the years. You know, you used to say granite countertops, and people would say, well, that's the most expensive countertop there is nowadays. And that used to be true 5-10 years ago, but granite has come a very long way since then.
What's the biggest thing I need to know when I'm thinking about granite?
The biggest thing that I recommend when you're looking into granite countertops is, what kind of use am I going to give this countertop? Am I a big cook? Am I going to be putting granite, polished granite, a lot of people love for baking, because that does help when you are baking cakes, cookies. So it just depends, you know, what use am I personally going to be giving these countertops?
The thing that I didn't realize about granite is how prone it is to showing, like, fingerprints. It's like you can never have it completely clean.
Yes, and that is going to be very true with your darker colors, especially. A lot of the newer trends right now is going to be a white cabinetry with your dark countertop. When I tell my customers that if they're going to go with a dark countertop, I will always recommend a texturized granite, it being honed or leathered, versus your shiny polish, because the shiny polish material will show everything and anything that you put on it. Even if you are cooking and you have greasy hands and you stick your hand on there, everything will show up. Versus a texturized material, which is more of a matted look, you know, will not pick up as much of those crumbs or hand stains or anything on there. They're easier maintenance to them.
What do you mean by leathered?
So the leathered is a new material that it has come out, and it's going to be, again, like, it's going to be like a leathered belt, you could say. You know, that's how I compare it to. It's going to have a texture to it, and then it's going to be more of a matte looking material. A lot of that we have been using in farmhouses, also your modern houses as well, because, you know, let's say you have a big kitchen, you have two sections typically. You have the perimeter where your stove might go, and then you might have your big kitchen island where it's the center of attention. So a lot of people like the island to be the center focus of a kitchen, which I understand. So we typically will do a matted look on the outer and then do a big fancy look on the middle kitchen island.
She is our kitchen and countertops expert, everything from sinks to cabinets. Betty Lopez with J&B Countertops.